أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, أعوذ بك من غضبك وحلول سخطك. إلهي إن كنت غير مستأهل لرحمتك فأنت أهل أن تجود علي بفضل سعتك.
Dear listeners, last year we had a look at some of the parts of this munajat, or whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, and the importance of this month, along with other months like Rajab and Ramadan, has been emphasized in our traditions. The late Imam Khomeini says that this whispered prayer is for all of the infallible Imams. And it is actually telling us how we should supplicate to the Almighty Allah. But yet, we are negligent of these important things. The infallibles are telling us how we should stand before this magnanimous Lord. It has been mentioned in our traditions that all of the infallibles used to recite this whispered prayer during the month of Sha'ban. And that's why we're going to have a look at the importance of this Sha'ban month, and specifically the importance of this whispered prayer, and then we will continue where we left it off last year. One of the aspects of these kinds of whispered prayers that needs to be discussed is the fact that the infallible Imam, who is reciting and talking to his Lord, is not supplicating like that he is a real infallible. He is reciting these phrases and sentences like he's a sinful servant, because he knows that he himself is nothing, because he knows that he is imperfect, and whatever is perfect comes from the Almighty Allah. And that is why in this whispered prayer, in one part, we reach this sentence, إِلَهِ هَبْلِي كَمَالَ الْإِنْقِطَاعِ إِلَيْكَ. O Allah, grant me absolute devotion to you. That is why one of the things we should ask the infallibles, one of the things we should ask the Almighty Allah during this month, is to help us understand these concepts of these supplications and these kinds of whispered prayers. We should try to really fathom what a true munajat or whispered prayer is. This kamal al-inqita', this complete devotion, means complete detachment from everything beside the Almighty Allah. And this is a true gift from the Almighty Allah to the infallibles and the ones who are true followers of them. And the late Imam Khomeini says that we should try to recite as much as we can The specific supplications of these 2 months of Sha'ban and Ramadan, and we should try to think about them. Even the Kumail supplication has been recited firstly during the month of Sha'ban. We are still in need of some great scholars to give us the detailed reflection on these kinds of supplications. Of course, no one is able to give us what these supplications really are. But at least they should try to help the other people understand at least some parts of these whispered prayers and supplications.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Last year, we were discussing about this excerpt. إِلَهِ إِن كُنْتُ غَيْرَ مُسْتَأْهِلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ فَأَنْتَ أَهْلٌ أَن تَجُودَ عَلَيَّ بِفَضْلِ سَعَتِكَ. O my Lord, if I am not deserving of your mercy, فَأَنْتَ أَهْلٌ, but you are certainly fit to be generous to me. بِفَضْلِ سَعَتِكَ, by virtue of your magnanimity. From this part, at first, we understand that we servants, we are not certainly qualified to receive the mercy of the Almighty Allah. The interesting thing about this part of the whispered prayer is that we have seen how the infallibles talk to their Lord throughout the other supplications. They are talking to the Lord, asking Him not what they themselves deserve, asking Him what they deserve from Him being the Lord. For example, that is what we recite every Friday. وَفْعَلْ بِمَا أَنْتَ أَهْلُهُ وَلَا تَفْعَلْ بِمَا أَنَا أَهْلُهُ. O Lord, do to me whatever You deserve, not what I'm deserving. So actually in this part of the whispered prayer, Imam alayhi salam is saying that, O Lord, I'm not deserving to receive Your mercy, But you, because of your mercy, because of your fadli sa'atik, because of your magnanimity, will treat me mercifully. So what we learn from this part of the whispered prayer is that we should try to underestimate our deeds. And on the other hand, we try to have our looks on the mercy of the Almighty Allah. In another supplication we read, وَإِن كُنَّا غَيْرَ مُسْتَوْجِبِينَ لِرَحْمَتِكَ فَأَنْتَ أَهْلٌ أَن تَجُودَ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى الْمُذْنِبِينَ بِفَضْلِ سَعَتِكَ. O Allah, we know that we do not deserve to receive your mercy, but you are fit to forgive us and all of the wrongdoers because of your mercy. Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, continue talking about this excerpt in the next program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalek, jalalek, zahawban. Wal'alam yigillek, ahibbek, ya Sha'ban. Sha'ban b'jamalek, jalalek, zahawban. يا شعبان يا شعبان.